Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Boom, everybody. Good morning. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Monday to you. Lovely to be here with you. Let's get our heads right on what should be a very, very long and interesting week. If you're a San Diego Padres fan, it's long. Anytime you play the Dodgers, those games are pretty gnarly on the old BP. They're gnarly on the Twitter fingers as well. But mostly because they decided to start games at 1 a.m. In L.A. all week long. Every game starting at essentially 1 a.m. for me. 7:10 is, it's excruciatingly late for me, Paulie, not so much for Benny. For a lot of you out there, too. But, yeah, we'll get through it, man. We'll have the day off on Thursday, national holiday of Juneteenth, and then we'll be back on Friday. So very smart from our program director, brand manager, Adam Klug, to take this week off, take the week off, build in the off day for himself. Very, very smart. Also gets out of, you know, dealing with Dodger week and Dodger fans and all that. Very, very smart. A savvy move. From Adam Klug.
We could all learn a thing or two.
We could, man. He leads by
Paulie,
example.
That's your go-to move.
That is your go-to
move. Finding a holiday day during a week and
smart.
Then extending it.
Yeah, we're doing it too, actually, 4th of July. So
yeah,
no harm, no foul. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindo, the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. How was the weekend?
Oh, it was just great.
How was Father's Day?
How was Sunday?
Yeah, how was Sunday?
Just outstanding.
Normal.
I have therapy tomorrow.
Therapy tomorrow, good, good. Highly recommended. Highly recommended on this program.
Good
we are,
timing.
We are therapy advocates. At least Paulie and I are therapy advocates. Benjamin Higgins over here, my friendly neighborhood sports anchor friend. I don't know if he's a therapy
advocate. I'm a therapy advocate. I'm not a
therapy
participant. But I'm certainly an advocate.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. How was your Father's Day?
It was electric.
Good.
It was fantastic.
Mine was elite.
Was it good?
I really had maybe the best Father's Day ever. Yeah. Got up, watched a ton of golf and baseball, and then late in the afternoon, went to the San Diego County Fair with the family, and had maybe the best fair trip I've ever had.
Now, you're not the world's biggest fair.
I'm not.
Now,
I'm not
has my constant love of the fair, has it rubbed off on you a little bit?
I started getting kind of jealous. I saw some of the food items, so I was like, okay, I'm going to be really good, and then...
Jealous of what?
Just like... all the food items I was seeing and wanted to go eat and enjoy some of it.
He gets that envy.
I did. I got a little envy.
He gets that. That's his seven deadly sins.
And
he got envy.
And we went. Very efficient trip. Got there. Had the fried potato chips, which we both love. So shared those. Went to the speakeasy. Had a cocktail. That was really cool. And then we rode the Ferris wheel. Had pictures of the sun kind of going down toward Del Mar. It was gorgeous up
there. So I have a question about, I saw you post a photo on Instagram. Nice to see you working the Instagram, you know, a couple times a year.
Yeah.
What was the Fair-is wheel?
Ferris wheel.
Oh, like from the fair.
It's the Ferris wheel. It was a Ferris wheel.
So it's just a Ferris wheel.
It's just a Ferris
wheel. I looked at it last night. I go, what does he mean? And then when I looked him in the eye, when I saw him, I go, it's Ben. I know exactly. Ferris wheel.
So as we're in the Ferris wheel, we're looking down at the Midway, and there's all the games, and Shelly says, why don't we go, let's go play skee ball. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to spend a lot of money on the games because you always do.
A lot of money.
Well, you know, I mean, you keep chasing the prizes with the games. Like, you're close, you keep paying, you know, it's how
like
it works.
$5
yeah, but then
per
when
roll
you,
or whatever.
When, yeah, but when you play them like 50 times to try to win something,
who's doing that?
People do because they like to win.
A lot of money.
Well, I mean, you know, you can chase after the prizes.
Chase the dragon.
We first game. I win an actual, like, stuffed, a good-sized stuffed animal on skee ball, hand it to Shelly, and we're good. I like, one game.
One
and done. I won a stuffed animal on one game. We went and got a really delicious gyro, and then I had, bar none, the best thing I've ever eaten at the fair. The tres
told you,
leches
man.
Cinnamon
you.
Roll.
I told you.
Was
it's
elite.
It's,
I mean,
there's nothing like it, man.
It was so good. I see why it won the best of fair food competition last week at the Country Fair Cinnamon Rolls. It was absolutely devastatingly good. Just devastatingly good.
The only way they could make that thing better is to put Petco Park banana pudding inside of it. That's it. That's the only way they could make that thing better.
Eclair.
Yes, Paulie. I had a little sample of it when I went to the VIP thing, and they put it in the thing, and the guy started drizzling the tres leches over
it.
It looks like too much, and I go, oh, man, now it's going to be kind of like, because it's like watery a little
bit.
It's liquidy.
Yeah.
And I thought I wanted the real thick frosting. I thought I wanted it until I ate this SOB, and I put my fork in there. I went, whew, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hannah looked at me. She goes, oh, my God. I go, this is unbelievable. So, yeah, the guy, Hannah just said in the chat, too, the guy that created it was so passionate about his creation that it made you even, it tasted even better. He was so passionate about it. It was really, really good.
Did a little shopping around. I think my youngest son got his ears pierced. Good for him.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean you think he did?
I said he did. I mean, I didn't really inspect them closely. I'm assuming he was telling the
truth.
Were
there earrings in his ears?
Did he show up with earrings?
Well, they had the little tape on them. So,
okay.
You know, so I'm assuming that's what happened. But
better than a nipple, I suppose.
He's an adult. He gets to make that choice. And then, you know, about 2.5-3 hours, we were done. Got
that's
home
it.
On Sunday night in time to feel like... Got to bed on time, and it was just an elite Father's Day.
That's a great one. Yeah, we did breakfast as a family in the morning. Had a great time. We did lunch as a family. I threw about, I don't know, 2 hours of batting practice in the street with all the kids. We ran a full football practice. We've got football that starts on Friday. We got our first game on Friday. So we had the wristbands out, and we're running the plays and with some of the kids in the neighborhood that are on the team. Like I said, threw a lot of BP, hit a lot of ground balls, the usual. We played in the street most of the day, came inside, got a little bit of a nap, watched the Padres game, got a win. And,
that was a big part of it as well.
Honestly, it was. It really
was.
We all
wanted to win really badly after what happened on Saturday.
Saturday night was excruciating. It was brutal. I could barely sleep Saturday night. I was sick. I was playing it over in my head that this is, in fact, the end of the Padres season. After that loss on Saturday night, was Paulie and I talked yesterday before the game, and I said, this is going to be the start of a 7-game losing streak. Then we're going to have to get through it. And, you know, still, it could be 4. We have no idea. Dodgers are a tough team, as you know. But I really, really was happy with getting that win yesterday. Also, my wife came through so hard with the gifts.
Congratulations.
I mean, no, not that way. The gifts. I got tons of gifts. Great gifts. I got these killer Liam Gallagher Adidas trainers. They were a very limited edition that they put out a couple years ago. And they're very limited. And she found them and bought them. And they're awesome. They're awesome. She got them, sent them to me. And they got his little face on the tongue. It's phenomenal. He had a clothing brand as well. She got me sunglasses from that. A parka. For when I go over to the show, I'm decked. I'm completely decked. Got some new Vuori pants, which I'm wearing now. Got a new shirt. I mean, she really, really crushed it. So it was nice. It was really nice. These were scale of 1 to 10, about 9s yesterday. So that was pretty good, too. But it was great, man. The weather was... It was perfect. I mean, it was just spectacular. It was a spectacular day in San Diego.
June gloom broke just enough to see the sun, so which was nice.
Watched a little bit of golf, watched some baseball, and it was just really, really chill. It was a really chill day, and you know, I just wanted to hang out with my kids, my family. So I got really lucky in that respect to be able to do that. Trying to think of we had a fancy dinner out Friday night for graduation. I asked Bo where he wants to go. For graduation from first grade. Now, this is something 8 years ago I would have thought, this is lame. It's first grade, you know. Grab your ice cream sandwich and move on to second grade. But when they're your kids, you get into it a little bit. We've talked about it before. So I said, all right, buddy, graduation night, where do you want to go?
Most kids will pick something like McDonald's or...
Yeah, or yeah. Hamburger Hut.
Right.
He says, Bob's. And I go... You mean Bob's Steak and Chop House?
He said at the Omni La Costa
at the Omni La Costa Resort and Spa. I go, that's what you want.
Are you sure he's not my kid?
He might be. And I said, that's what you want. And he goes, yeah. God loves steak. He loves steak so much. I go, what's your favorite restaurant? He goes, Bob's and Outback. Which, hey, I got no problem with Outback.
No rules,
but,
just right.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. So he loves steak. Anytime I make steak, he eats 3-4 servings. He loves it. So he wanted a nice steak. So we went and had a really nice meal. A really nice meal. But we're sitting at dinner. Nice place. Bob's at La Costa is super fancy. And we're early. 5 p.m. reservation. And
they're still setting up.
They're still setting up.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in the booth. Taylor goes, I had a fart. He goes, I got a fart. And Hannah goes, no. I go, no, don't. And he goes, I am. And I did. Just like that. And I went, bro. And then he looks at his mother. I'm not kidding you. 2 seconds later, he goes, you have buck teeth. Now, my wife's teeth are perfect. And
like
I mean,
he just learned what buck teeth are.
He even learned it. He just learned it and just decided to say it. He just looked at her. I'm like, what are you? I go, you're not at the Catskills right now. Like, you're not on stage. Like, you're not doing a set in Branson. Like, who do you think you are? Just doing bits and stuff the whole time. Hey, you have buck teeth. And I'm like, God, you're so cutting and mean. Like, but the I need to fart, don't.
I am. And I did.
And I did. Just like that. He looked at me. Looked at me. He goes, I am. And I did. And this is days after every day my cheese sucks. I mean, he really is turning into... It's turning into something ridiculous. So anyway, it was a great time. It was a great time.
Oh, Taylor.
And then you had another session of the work this weekend,
yeah, we
which
did.
Is great.
We did. It's the men's mental health group I put together. And it was awesome, man. It was fewer people this time, which, you know, that's okay. It's weird. Like I was telling Tommy Arthur, who runs Lost Abbey Sanctuary, I said, you know, it's not something I want to like, market
grow
it's well is, growing is fine, yeah. The more the merrier and more people should know about it, but I thought I it feels weird and kind of icky to me, like marketing it, like promoting it and things like that, you
you're
know what I mean,
promoting, you're just announcing that it's happening.
I don't know, it just felt a little odd. It feels a little odd, but I'm still working my way
well,
around
do
it.
You think that perhaps that you know, you fixed so many guys' mental health the first time?
No, I don't think
to,
so
they didn't need to come back the second time.
No, I don't think so, man. I don't I know that a lot of guys out there need help, but it was great, man. We had a couple of repeat customers, if you will, and then we had some new faces, and everyone shared and you know, got down in it. So it was good, man. It was really cool. So I'm definitely going to get one in July. We're going to do it every month. And, you know, look, I'd like to get to the point where maybe we can do it every other week. But, you know, I got to see what the schedule allows without taking too much time away from my family as well. I don't want that to happen. But, yeah, I just got to figure out a better, you know, smarter way to get it out there and maybe to have a little bit more direction when we do get in there. But it's an hour. It was an hour. And we had a hard out at noon, and everyone came in and seemed to enjoy it. So I really appreciated those that showed up. And if you're unfamiliar, you just follow me on social media at the Stephen Woods on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be posting, you know, updates on it there.
Yeah, you've got to be careful not to overextend yourself during the summer.
Because summer's crazy, man.
Heading into a very busy part of the schedule, both, you know, work-wise. Got a busy week for the Padres here, and you've got your kids now in camps. You know, you said Taylor's going to his first camp.
Going to his very first camp today. It's a farm camp. He's very excited about it. And Bo will be a baseball camp. So, yeah, camp season starts today.
What goes down at farm camp?
It's a good question. They're going to do, I was reading through
like
the
planting.
Planting, harvesting, you know, learning about how to plant, how to harvest.
Photosynthesis.
Animals.
Yeah, animals. Yeah. I think they make them do a lot of work, which is great. Get out there, pull these weeds. It's really fun. It's actually pretty genius. I should do that at my house. Just call it a camp. We're going to do garbage camp today. Ready? Everyone empty the garbage.
You're going to be a garbage man for a day.
We're going to do toilet camp at the house today. Everyone grab a toothbrush. Let's get after it.
We're going to do quiet camp.
How about behavior camp in this house, right? But yeah, so he's going to his first one today. I think he's a little nervous, but I think he's excited. And they go play with animals and stuff, and it's good. It's good. We want them. Look, he's not going to get any of that from his dad. So best go get it at a camp. I can help with baseball, but not when it comes to planting and tilling and harvesting things. That's not my jam.
They do say that sometimes personality traits skip a generation, so it's possible he takes after his grandfather.
Yeah.
Who, of course, Lauren Nancaro, the greenest thumb in San Diego, some said.
Greenest thumb in San Diego, no question. And then, you know, his namesake, Lauren Bo Woods, is very much into it. Very much into farm animals and planting, and they really are into it. I feel bad. I feel like I should make an attempt to get into it, but I don't know, man. I'm good at what I'm just going to stick with my strengths. You know what I mean? Can't try to be everything for everybody. I'm going to stick with my strengths. And hey, man, like I said, I threw 2 hours of awesome BP yesterday, hit tons of grounders, worked on situational drills in the street. Kids had a blast. So it was a really, really great day.
So, and then we've got our trip to Philly coming up in a couple of weeks, which we're all looking forward to. We're at the stage where, you know, you look at your phone app for the weather, and it goes 10 days out.
Yeah.
So it's a little too far, but you start checking. Like, what's at least the general trend of the weather?
If it says 80, it's probably not going to be
too far
50.
Off of that. It'll probably be, you know, a few degrees above or below. 3 days before we arrive, I think 95 in Philadelphia. Ooh,
probably not very muggy or anything.
I hope it goes down from there and not up. Yeah, it's going to be, it could be a hot one.
What'll be fun is all the things that we want to go out and do, and we're all like, so I'm going to stay in my room till 7, and I'll see you guys for dinner. We're just laying in our hotel rooms, and, like going to Philly, flying across the country to take a nap and sit in your hotel room and watch movies.
All we want to do is have Ben climb a lamppost
and run the Rocky stairs. It's too hot.
You can't even touch them at that heat.
Adio lives there. He says, guys, it's supposed to be 99 next week. It's foolish on my part because I know it gets hot on the East Coast. I lived on the East Coast for a while. I don't remember it getting that hot. I really don't. I lived in Connecticut. I remember being in New York City in the summer and be like, whew, toasty. But I don't remember it being that hot. So this is what we're in store for. You know what that means? It means I'm going to have to wear shorts.
You will. You can't wear pants if it's 99 and humid.
Watch me.
In Philadelphia.
Watch me.
I mean, it was 110 this weekend where the Padres were in Phoenix.
Yeah, man.
But if it's dry heat, it's not the same as, I think 99 and humid might be worse. So hopefully that's the peak and then it starts trickling back
again,
down by the time
we get here.
This is
like a more extended forecast again. Still early, but it says all about 90, 91.
Better than 99.
Better than 99. That's true.
So we'll keep an eye on that as we get a little bit closer to it. We got a very busy show to get to, so we should probably get rolling. Let's check traffic for the first time, then we'll set the menu with Padres, a giant trade in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
The golf, the soccer, I mean, just everything going on right now. We got a ton to get to, so traffic and then menu setting next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We'll jump.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Into our Padres wrap up here at the bottom of the hour. Maybe the win you felt like the Padres needed to have more than any other so far this season.
Yeah, after the gut check win.
Yeah, after what happened on Saturday with giving up 5 runs in the ninth inning to lose 8-7. You really wanted to see how the Padres were going to respond to that on Sunday.
I checked my blood pressure after. It was 190 over 80.
I was in a bad mood.
It's like death. That's like,
I try not to let sports put me in a bad mood.
Yeah, man.
I was in a bad mood on Saturday night.
It was. I was kind of in a
legitimate bad mood.
Yeah, I was kind of in a daze after that, man. I really, really was. I was kind of walking around the house going, did that just happen? I laughed for a time because you have to keep from crying. But oh my God,
I went out to dinner with my boys, kind of a pre Father's Day dinner, and we were so excited about it. I said, we're going to go out just as soon as the game ends, and it's going to be happy. They're about to win, and I'm going to be in a really good mood. And I had to stop myself from snapping at them a couple of times because I was in such...
Oh, you actually stopped yourself?
I did stop myself.
I'm proud. How do you do that? How does one do that?
I knew why I was upset, and I knew it wasn't because of them. I knew it was because of the Padres and what happened in that game. I realized it right away. I'm going to be in a foul mood for the next couple of hours after watching how
that
ended.
It really sucks that it gets to that point in the season.
It
really
does.
And you
know me, I can logically say they played a really good game, all the way until the last couple of minutes, way better. The first 2.5 hours were great. That was a solid, solid game with a comeback and everything you wanted to see.
Yep.
And they just ruined it for you right at the end. And that's going to happen. Your closer is not going to always be perfect every single time. That's going to happen logically, and it doesn't make it sting any less when it does.
Still crushes you. I was at the one the year before, Hannah's birthday, in the Odyssey Suite. Grand slam to, who was it?
Oh.
Parker Meadows or something, or... Peter Parker or Jimmy Dingle.
Parker Meadows sounds right, yeah.
Dingler.
For the Tigers.
I can't remember. All I know is I saw it, and it was the first time I'd ever gotten to see the Robert Suarez walk out in person, all the big to-do. And he comes out, and it was just boom, 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 grand slam. And I just remember that feeling. It's like your soul leaves your body through your feet. And you've seen it happen to the Mets. You've seen it happen to the Cubs, the Dodgers. It doesn't matter. Every team goes through it. Doesn't make it any better. It doesn't make you feel any better. I was a wreck Saturday.
We all react so harshly after a blown save, or not even, it wasn't even a save. But anytime you see something like that, it stings. It never feels good. And you always jump to conclusions like, we got to get rid of this guy. There's never a good time for a blown save.
Never. Never.
It's
There's
always
never a good
bad.
Time. Yeah, it's
that
always
is a
bad.
Win that turned into a loss in the blink of an eye. It's never going to be easy. There's no easier walk-off losses than others.
No. Every walk-off loss sucks, and especially one where you have played a really good baseball game and you have your really, 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 really good and reliable closer, and he's been really good for us this year. We'd be dead in the water without him. And next thing you know, you look up and you're like, these dudes are going to win this game, aren't they? And you just want to die.
I swear to God, I went to go get some water, and all of a sudden his base is loaded, nobody out, and I go, oh.
You just know it.
I was this is not going to end well.
Yeah, you know it.
I don't know if it's going to be a double and a couple of singles or the Grand Slam, but I know this is not going to end well.
We can talk about it, too. KG says, and it's a good talking point. It is. It's a fair one. It's a good one. I don't think there's anybody wrong in this one. I really don't. I think everybody is right. Whatever your opinion is on what happened on Saturday night, I think you're right. I have a different opinion than KG. KG has a different opinion than me. Is that Schilt needs to be better about recognizing when a pitcher does not have it that night.
We'll go through what happened.
We will go through it. But again, KG, you're not wrong. But I don't think I'm wrong either. And we can talk about it.
And, of course, we will talk about the blockbuster shocking trade yesterday. Rafael Devers going to the San Francisco Giants, coming to an NL West that is already loaded and
wow,
gets even
just what
more
this division
loaded.
Needed.
So that is obviously changing the entire complexion of the playoff race in the National League that the Padres are currently in the thick of.
Can we do the check? Can we check in on Boston Sports Radio? Just
let's
have
do that.
Polly
yeah,
pop in on
pop in our
when
Boston
we come back.
Station. Yeah, not now, but let's see how they're reacting this morning to losing Rafael Devers for what a lot of people are saying is a pretty light package of prospects players in return.
You know what I call it? I call it the Mookie Betts package. The other generational superstar that they got rid of for literally nothing. Will they go full into Rafi for like 2 hours, or will they just pivot? Just pivot to the Patriots.
WEI is in commercial right
now. Okay, they're in commercial.
We'll
find
out.
They have
a YouTube stream just like we do.
Okay, good.
I'm in the chat right now.
Are you in the chat?
People are like,
yeah!
He's a lazy DH. And people are like, are you insane? They're just cannibalizing each other.
This is gold, dude. This is gold.
We'll also have a regular Monday guest. Craig Elston's going to be with us at 7:35. We'll talk Padres. We'll talk SDFC's huge win on the road at Minnesota over the weekend. And then Dennis Lynn, our Padres Linsider from The Athletic's going to be with us at 8:35. Of course, don't do this. J.J. Spawn's triumph at the U.S. Open. We really don't have enough time. For 4 hours for once may not be enough time in this show. So we'll go in with our Padres wrap-up, talk about yesterday's big win, and start the discussion. Coming up next, don't go anywhere, Ben and Woods underway on a Monday morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to tell you about Trust and Will. Yes, we're pivoting a little bit to a situation that's more somber than sports talk, but certainly something that you can get done very easily, very quickly. And you go online to trustandwill.com, you answer a short series of questions, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and at the end, you can have real legal documents, a final will and tender, a trust that can put your assets and keep your family out of probate court, so many things that you can help your family with very minimal effort on your part.
No question about it, Benny. It's just something that everybody needs to do. I often make the, comparison. You got to go to the dentist a couple times a year. You got to go to the doctor a couple times a year. This is something that you just have to do once, right? Do it once. Get it off your plate. You're done with it forever. And by the way, it's not hard at all. It's very, very simple. They make it simple to do. It takes about 20 to 30 minutes. Just go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents.
Used to be you had to go to an expensive lawyer's office, sit down, probably have a couple of meetings. The bill just keeps racking up. Not with trustandwill.com. It's easy. Again, use that code FAN. Get your 20% off the already affordable prices and the free shipping of your estate documents. Just get it done this week. Go to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At least we get to start with the good. We go good, ugly, bad.
It's in reverse order of the series. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
Yeah, good, ugly, bad.
By the way, not mentioned in the setting of the menu, but certainly needs to be discussed as well. Start of a four-game series against the Dodgers tonight with, yes, Shohei Ohtani on the mound.
Heard of him.
For the Dodgers. That was another surprise that was dropped in Major League Baseball yesterday.
What the hell? What the hell?
I mean, it seemed like, oh, yeah, he might pitch by the All-Star break. That was like 4 days ago. Yeah, there's a good chance he pitches before the All-Star break. And now it's, oh, yeah, he's starting on Monday against the Padres.
Yeah, Bob Nightingale tweeted, I mean, instead of the source, but he tweeted about a week ago, don't expect him until after the break, which, again... which again, I think, you know, it's Bob. You had to take it with a grain of salt. That being said, why not? If he's throwing bullpens anyway, if he's throwing up downs with them every few days or, you know, and feels ready, well, why wouldn't you?
We'll talk about why it really is
It's a freebie.
Kind of a no-brainer for the Dodgers because Major League Baseball has changed not really one, but two rules.
Correct.
To benefit the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani, and they're just taking advantage of the rules that have been changed in their favor.
They're really good at that.
By letting him pitch tonight. And,
yeah, it cost them nothing.
Yeah.
Cost them nothing.
It really is, when you think about it, from a Dodgers perspective, a fairly easy decision.
It's like moronically easy.
For them to throw him tonight. Now, will it backfire? I sure hope so.
I sure hope so, too. But
sure
I mean,
hope it does.
It absolutely makes sense why they're doing it.
But it does, and we'll talk about that as well.
And why it doesn't make sense for Yu Darvish to do it.
Of course.
Why it wouldn't work with Yu Darvish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's only the Dodgers who can do this, so they're going to take advantage, and they are going to do it.
Reading in The Athletic last night. I think it was Fabian. I think it was their beat writer. But even in The Athletic, they were saying, like, everything that had been set up into this point was like after the All-Star game, kind of at the earliest.
Sure.
So it kind of shocked everybody.
But I also think that it should lead you to believe that maybe some of their other guys are not as close to coming back as maybe they thought. You know, the Glasnows, I know they're on a throwing program. Roki Sasaki remains a bit of a mystery. Day before the game yesterday, said he wasn't healthy.
Then he stopped throwing.
Then said he was healthy and he's pain free. I don't know what's going to happen with him, but at the end of the day, they need starting pitching. They do, And they signed Shohei to that massive contract so he could do both for them. And so if he's going to be throwing healthy bullpens a couple days a week, why not just have him throw a freebie healthy bullpen against the San Diego Padres?
Pretty much what they're doing.
That's it.
And we'll preview the series coming up a little bit later. First, though, let's get into the Padres wrap-up again. At least they got the one against the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday, and it was an impressive one, to be sure. That's coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
All for the first three innings, as Bogaerts rips this one fair up the left field line into the corner. Sheets is speeding towards third. He's going to be waved by Tim Leaper. Buriel just getting to it. No relay to the plate from Perdomo. An RBI double for Xander Bogaerts. And the Padres strike to go ahead 1-0 here in the fourth. Now pitch number 10, and Cronenworth swings. Hits it in the air to deep right field. Carroll is back at the wall, looking up. It's going to go! Oh, what an at bat for Jake Cronenworth. A two-run homer here in the fourth inning. And the Padre lead is 3-0. Fernando runs, Arise rips it into right field. That's a base hit. Carroll over to get it. Going to bounce and roll to the wall. Going to get a run home. Fernando will score easily. Arise is content with an RBI double. And the Padres take a 4-0 lead. And Suarez swings, hits it in the air to deep left center field. Lockridge is back by the big wall. This one going to go up over the big wall to the left of the batter's eye here at Chase Field in Phoenix. And the Diamondbacks' first hit of the day is a two-run homer for Eugenio Suarez, and it's a 4-2 game here in the fifth. 0-1 is lined into left center field. That'll get down into base hit. Gurriel over into the gap. He'll cut it off. Diaz going to score from second. Fernando going to try for second. The throw and the tag not in time. Hustle RBI double Fernando Tatis Jr. And the Padre lead is 5-2. Prize coming up. And first pitch swinging. Diaz hits one in the air. Deep to left field. Gurriel's back to watch. It's going to go. The lead fourth of the year. And the Pods add on the first pitch of the ninth inning. It's 7-2. Manny hits it hard through the left side. Base hit. Manny Machado checks in. It'll be an RBI single as Fernando jogs home. And the Padre lead is now 8-2 here in the ninth. And Naylor swings, sends it in the air to very deep center field. Lockridge has room. He's back. And he makes the catch to end a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning. Padres avoid the sweep with an absolutely complete 8-2 win over the Diamondbacks on this Father's Day.
Complete offensive machine, good at bat, start to the top. Toddy, you know, really good plays, middle of the field. And he put on a show really the last 2 days with how he can help you win a ball game. You know, the bats were great. The contact read at third was almost, I mean, it's really as good as you're going to see, really.
Does go to show you that the Padres offense can look pretty good when Fernando Tatis Jr. and Gavin Sheets are both contributing, and it's not just all on Manny Machado's shoulders.
Yeah.
4-for-5 day yesterday for Fernando. 3 runs scored twice, taking that extra base on the double. And Sheets had a huge weekend as well Saturday and Sunday. Had a couple more hits yesterday. And then you throw in something from Jake, like a 2-run home run. All of a sudden, and, yeah, and 8 runs is...
How about Elias Diaz?
A couple hits, that was nice to throw in as well.
Yeah.
But, all of a sudden, 7-8 runs is more than possible for this lineup when they are performing like we saw them, you know, early in the season in April. It's just been a while since we've seen them put together offensive games like the last couple of days. But yesterday in particular, just really did love what you saw. I mean, that was a true drubbing with Nick Pivetta, you know, throwing really well other than the one mistake, the 2-run home run. But, you know, gave up 2 hits in 7 innings, went deep, what they needed from a starting pitcher, hadn't been getting much in terms of length. 7 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk, and got plenty of offensive support. That's a recipe for victory almost every single time when you do that.
Yeah, no question. It was so legit. So legit watching the offense. And really, look, you take Robert Suarez's performance out of it, the offense looked really good for two out of those three games. And sure, we all thought we were going to be breaking out against the Dodgers after we had a little outburst there. But again, that was off of a guy that was coming in to basically get Dave Roberts to allow to a position player to pitch. They were punting that game entirely, so fine. But man, they did it off of a couple of good pitchers. They really did. Zach Allen and Merrill Kelly, they scored a lot of runs off those guys. And that's a good thing. So hopefully that continues. Going to need all the offensive firepower that you have in reserves because now you've lost Jackson Merrill. Jackson Merrill is going to be out, what, a week in concussion protocol? I will be honest. I'm so glad it's just a concussion. Honestly, when he slid in first, my initial reaction was nothing. Then I saw Marte start screaming for the trainers. And I go, yeah. Did he hear a pop in his shoulder? Ugh. Was it a finger snapped in half? I have no idea. But then you keep looking at
thought it was a collarbone.
I there's no way Ketel Marte should have, in my opinion, had to scream out for a trainer.
He must have known that he hit Jackson Merrill really hard in the face.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way.
Or he heard the helmet and then the collision on the ground.
It's not on Ketel Marte.
No, absolutely.
I mean, you'd love to think you can tag him somewhere a little less
clean play.
Damaging, but there was nothing dirty about that play.
Nothing at all.
It was weird. You don't usually see a team throw down to the back runner on the double steal, so I think it was kind of an unusual set of circumstances, which sometimes that does contribute to an injury when it's a play that maybe was a little unexpected from both Marte's perspective and Jackson Merrill's. Like, Marte's there because you're supposed to be there, but he's probably thinking the throw's going to go to third, and all of a sudden, oh, it's coming to me, and just throws his tag pretty hard down and hits right on the face, the helmet, driving right into the nose.
Goes into the nose. He's screaming out, and I'm sitting there going, it's the dislocated shoulder.
You also don't usually see all three, like both trainers and the head doctor out there all at once.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Schilt.
Ricky, Ben, and Mark, and Schilt.
Yeah.
And they're like all helping, like steady him and like steer him as they're walking back to the dugout. I was like, that's a concussion.
I mean, again, it's just one of those examples of trying to keep the pressure on a team. I have no problem with the call. I want my team playing baseball like that. Freak injury, freak accident. It happens. Good, clean, hard tag. How everybody should teach their kids to tag every time. That's how you do it. It's baseball. It's part of the game. I didn't think Ketel did anything wrong there. But again, to lose Jackson Merrill for a series against the Dodgers is really, really tough.
Yeah. Same as Luis Arraez missed a week. Now, they were okay without Arraez and Merrill earlier in the season. They played decent baseball without them. It's definitely better to have Jackson Merrill. He was starting to, maybe turn the corner. I don't know. Not like Tatis did. Tatis looked very, other than we haven't seen a home run in a while.
Yeah.
The at-bats, the taking extra bases, that looked like Fernando Tatis. Finally. It's been a while, but that game was, I hope, the sign that he is turning the corner and about to go on a real tear, because that would be one way to overcome the loss of Jackson Merrill. If Tatis can get super hot for a couple of weeks, that makes such a difference for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Beatrice just makes the point I was about to make. He loves hitting in Dodger Stadium. He does. He's got really good numbers there. So hopefully he can continue that. But they got guys heating up as well. Guys that were not hot now heating up, like Teoscar Hernandez. I think we helped get him back on track the other day. But I don't think you can say enough good things about Nick Pivetta yesterday. I thought he was fantastic, man. Fantastic. Bouncing back from a really rough appearance against the Dodgers. Coming out, what did he give you yesterday? Seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Just money from Nick Pivetta yesterday. Brilliant.
And you got to rest much of your bullpen other than Adrian Morejon, but should have Adam and Suarez and Estrada all available to open the series. And you got Dylan Cease, who's coming off maybe his best start of the season as well. Now he has to face the Dodgers in back-to-back efforts. That can always be difficult, a team that just got a look at you, but he dominated them last time, so he'll get another chance at it tonight against Shohei Ohtani on the mound for however long he goes. But let's talk about Saturday's game and what happened in the ninth inning. We got a couple minutes here.
Do we have to?
Because I do think that it is important, as you said, differing opinions, not necessarily right or wrong, about how Mike Schilt handled the ninth inning. But the Padres, as you mentioned, looked really good against Zach Gallen. They fell behind, but then rallied. Four-run inning to take a 5-3 lead, and then they added on, which you love to see them add on, making it 7-3 going into the ninth inning. All right, first The first decision is, do you bring your closer in a non-save situation? Was not surprised. In fact, I would have been shocked had he not brought in Robert Suarez with a four-run lead. We've seen Mike Schilt treat four-run leads exactly as he does with three-run leads. And he's even explained the thinking behind it. With the three-batter minimum, if you've got a four-run lead, you don't have the ability to go get another guy. If you send out David Morgan and he doesn't have it, you get three guys on, and all of a sudden, now you're putting your closer in a horrible spot. Now you bring in, you know, the bases could be loaded, yep. The tying run's coming to the plate. Don't put your closer in that situation. Just give him the clean inning, even with a four-run lead, and throw him out there and secure the win. So, save situation, non-save situation. Robert Suarez could not have been surprised. He was ready to go. I have no problem with the decision to use him in a four-run game.
Nor do I. And okay. He hadn't pitched in a few days. Yeah. So it was a decent time to get him up and going. And what I didn't want to happen was something where he's going to have to go out and throw 35 pitches to get through an outing. Now, ended up only being 25 pitches, Ben, but he was down yesterday, and that's fine. He'll be ready to go for the Dodgers. But, yeah, I understood why Schilt did it. He's, like you said, he told us why he does it. The three-batter minimum has changed a lot for managers, and so no problem with that one at all.
So he's facing the bottom third of the Diamondbacks order, which, of course, I'm thinking, beautiful.
Toast. I mean, you're done.
You've got Robert Suarez against probably the three worst hitters in the lineup. Just throw strikes. Don't get cutesy. Don't walk, guys. You remember, the one save you blew this year was because you were all over the map. Don't put a bunch of runners on in front of the top of their lineup. So Robert Suarez, what does he do? He goes out and throws strikes. He gets ahead of guys, got two strikes, I think, on all,
yep,
all three of those batters, or at least two of the three batters. And, you know, laid a 99-1 that caught a lot of the plate on all of them. And they put some good swings.
They did.
You know, opposite field, poke the bat out and get singles. It was a nice job by the bottom of the order. Was Suarez absolutely perfect, you know, hitting the corners like he can? No. You know, he wasn't perfect, but I thought his strategy wasn't necessarily bad. They're the bottom of the order.
Don't mess with him.
Just throw fastballs and throw strikes, which he did.
They got him.
And all of a sudden they got him. So now the bases are loaded. Now, you had to face three. So now Mike Schilt can decide if he wants to make a change. Are you going to do that right there? Probably not. You still have Robert Suarez. He's facing Corbin Carroll. Obviously, I'm nervous.
Now
Carroll easily can tie the game. He puts one of his swings on a Robert Suarez fastball, grand slam. This game is tied 7-7. So I'm nervous at this point. What does Robert Suarez do?
Struck him out.
Strikes out Corbin Carroll. All right, well, I'm definitely not taking him out after that. All right, he's bounced back. He just struck out the best hitter they've got. That's the Robert Suarez I'm looking. He's locked in now. Faces another really good hitter in Ketel Marte. He wins the battle in getting him to hit a very weak grounder. Too weak, unfortunately, to Xander, who made, I thought, a fantastic play. Throws it to first. Umpire is out. I'm going, okay.
We're off the hook.
Two outs. One run comes in, but that run doesn't mean anything. You got two on, two outs. You're going to win this game. Of course, the Diamondbacks challenge. You have to. That stage in the game, there's no question about it. You look at the replay. I mean, awfully close. I thought maybe he got his foot in there right before, but
was the ball in the cone? You know, all that.
I have no idea how they make decisions in the replay room in New York, other than if it's a really close call, it goes against the Padres. That's the only consistency I've seen when you either the Padres challenge, they lose the challenge.
It really did look
when it's really close, or if the other team challenges, the Padres lose the challenge when it's really close. I mean, is that not what it feels like every time?
It really looked like there was not enough to overturn.
I thought
but you get it. We've seen
the Padres have overwhelming evidence to overturn. They don't overturn it. We've seen the tiniest bit of evidence for the other team to overturn, and they do overturn it.
Yeah.
And I'm a little confused how it so consistently goes against the Padres every single time on those challenges. I can't say that they were wrong, but it goes against the Padres. Now it's back to one out, back to the bases loaded.
So now you've got, what, a string of lefties coming up for them, right?
Correct.
You've got Perdomo, Naylor. That's when I probably go to Morahone.
You could have made that. Now, the last two batters, you know, Suarez had won the battle, essentially.
Sure, but after the delay, all of it. Hey man, we're gonna go to Adrian here. Get us out of here. Who knows? Adrian could have served it up to.
He'd only allowed the one run at that point. But yeah, he gives up the changeup to Perdomo down the line for the triple.
Had some loud contact, had some, you know, somebody made the point, you know, hard foul ball. Like, they were on him. They were on Robert Suarez, period, the end. But I also have seen it so many times in baseball. That's my closer. That's your last inning. If you blow it, it's on you. I'm not, you know, like, it's not a playoff game. I'm going to let you see if you can get out of it. And he didn't. And he stuck with Suarez until he didn't. Though, ended up having to pull him anyway.
And then he pulled him after that one pitch to Perdomo. And then Naylor comes up. And Fox is barely even back from commercial. And he's already swinging and hits a little dribbler
to win it.
To Arise, throws a little bit high.
Thought he was out too for a second.
Yeah, but no, he was safe for sure. And they win it 8-7. So, you know, Schilt did eventually make the change. Was it one batter too late?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, obviously. It was. You would have gone to Mora home, but it wasn't an obvious switch at that point. I mean, you just thought.
Perdomo is a switch hitter, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just thought you got the second out, too, which probably was part of the equation there. Like, you're thinking, all right, two outs, and you're definitely giving Suarez a chance to finish it out at that point against Perdomo. So I don't think Schilt did anything negligent or wrong in terms of managing the bullpen in that situation. It just didn't work out.
Oh, Perdomo against left-handers hits 360.
Really? Oh, so he's even better against lefties.
Against right-handers, he hits 227. So there you go. You can't. It just, what it boils down to, and it's so easy for us to come in and say on a Monday morning with the benefit of hindsight, Ben, you have to win that game. When you have that big a lead in that late of a game, you have to win it. Now, the Diamondbacks have done this. Would they say it was like their 16th come from behind victory? They've had so many in the ninth inning already. They may have that little destiny team bit going this year too. You got to win that game. You win that game, you win that series, man. 2 out of 3 is a lot better than 1 out of 3.
All right, let's talk about the trade when we come back, because it's changing the face of the NL West next year on the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.